This chazar zeichen nishabach es chashag v'mem Yehuda mesechtes chesubas daf lametes. Rava yes dabai. What's the halacha if a nara was violated and then became an arusa before payment of the penalty was made? Does it still have to be paid? So Abaye said in the pasuk that discusses payment, the pasuk says asher loy. The pasuk does not say asher loy ayirasa. This means that payment is made even if she is an ayirasa, even if she was an arusa at that point in time. Rava asked, the Raisa says if she entered nisuin before payment was made, the payment goes to her and not her father. There too, we should say that the pasuk of payment, the pasuk doesn't say that the father only gets it if she's not a nisua. Abaye said the case in nisuin is different than ayirasin, because when a girl enters nisuin, she's totally removed from the father's jurisdiction, whereas a girl who enters the ayirasin, only ayirasin, is not totally removed from the father's jurisdiction. Zok the Mishnah. A seducer gives a payment for three things: embarrassment, the amount of her decreased value, and for the knas, the penalty. A rapist has to give for an additional thing, payment for pain. The differences between a seducer and a rapist are, number one is a rapist has to pay for pain, whereas a seducer does not. Also, a rapist has to pay the penalty immediately, whereas a seducer only pays it when he decides not to marry her, because he has a choice, like we'll see. And the rapist also has to marry her if she wants, whereas a seducer can choose, like we just said, he can choose not to marry her if he doesn't want to marry her. The Mishnah continues, the rapist must marry her even if she is lame, blind, or has shchin. However, if she's mezana after they're married, or if she's unfit to marry someone from Klal Yisrael, he's not allowed to remain married to her, because the pasuk says, loy si yelisha, which teaches that the woman has to be fit for him. What pain is he paying for? So Shmuel's father said, it's the pain from having been thrown on the ground to be violated. Rav Zeri asked, if that's true, if he threw her onto a soft cushion or something like that, the chayav, he shouldn't have to be chayav for pain. That's not right. Because we've seen a braisa that the pain referred to is not the pain of being thrown down. So Rav Nachman, the name of Rabbi Abu, said it's the pain of having her legs being pulled apart. In fact, a seducer should have to pay for that pain also. Rav Nachman, the name of Rabbi Abu, said a seduced girl does not experience such pain, whereas others explain in the Gemara it's very minimal and therefore it's different. The Mishnah said, "Ha'oinis noisim miyad v'amefata lichshuyaitzi v'chulu." Abaye explained this means that the seducer must pay when he decides not to marry her. A Braisa says this as well. The Braisa says the seducer must pay the penalty when he decides not to marry her, but pays for the embarrassment and the decrease of the value immediately. In the case of rape or seduction, the girl or the father can prevent the marriage from taking place. Regarding the seducer, the pasuk says, So the double verbiage teaches that the father can prevent the marriage and the girl can prevent the marriage. However, regarding the case of Anusa, the pasuk only says Veloisiya, which the Chayra can teach that she has to agree to the marriage. But how do we know that the father has to agree to the marriage as well? So Abaye said, since before the rape she couldn't marry without her father's consent, we can't say that now the sinner will be better off, now he can even marry her without her father's consent. Rava said we have a kal v'chomer if a seducer who only did the act contrary to the will of the father has to get the consent of the father, then the rapist who did the act contrary to the will of the father and the girl surely needs the consent of the father to marry her. Rava doesn't say like Abaye, because since he pays the penalty, it can't be said that he's better off. Abaye doesn't say like Rava, because the seducer, since he could decide not to marry her, the father can also decide not to allow the marriage. However, in the case of the rapist, where he can't decide not to marry her, I would say it could be that the father also can't decide not to allow the marriage. A braisa says, although the rapist has to pay the penalty immediately when he divorces her, he does not pay a ksuba as well. In fact, what do you mean when he divorces her? He's not allowed to divorce her. The braisa means if she decides that she wants to get divorced, he does not have to give her a ksuba at that time. The original payment sort of acts as a ksuba. The braisa continues, if the husband who is the rapist dies, the penalty paid covers any ksuba obligation. Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says she actually does get a ksuba of a mona. The machlokes says that the rabbanon hold that the ksuba was instituted to prevent the husband from just easily giving a divorce, and in this case he can't divorce her anyway, so there's no reason to institute an additional ksuba. Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says even in this case we have to be concerned, because he may torture her enough until the point that she wants to get a divorce, therefore we make it that it will cost him if he ultimately divorces her. The Mishnah said, oinis shoisa ba'atzitzoi. Rava from Praxakia asked Rav Ashi, since we learned the halachas of the seducer and the rapist from each other, why aren't they the same regarding this halacha as well, whether they can choose to marry her or not? Mar said the pasuk by a seducer says loy leisha. The pasuk loy teaches that it has to be with his consent. Mishnah then said, Keitzad shoyse batzita v'chulu. Rav Kahana said, I asked Rav Zvid, why doesn't the assay come and override the loisa assay? The assay that he has, that loisa elisha, should come and override the loisa assay of this woman that he's not allowed to marry otherwise. He answered, because we only allow for an assay to be doicha loisa assay when there's no way to be mekayim the assay without being doicha loisa assay. However, in this case, if this woman decides she doesn't want to marry him, then there is no assay over here, so you don't need the loisa assay to be pushed away. So what we do is we instruct her to say she doesn't want to marry him, therefore we don't have to be doicha Yechidah Lo Yisaseh.